Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hello? Who is this? This is Roger L. Jackson, Ghostface, from the Scream franchise, and you're listening to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Review Podcast. So you like scary movies, huh? What's your favorite scary movie? And it better be the right answer, or I'll... Well, you know the rest. Thank you. You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home with us. Or better yet, see you in your home.
In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Review Podcast. I know that it's not the luscious voice of Nico Chin. Yet again, it is me, Mike Settle, joined by Brian, Dustin, and Nico for my birthday pick. They've made me play point guard. I'm kind of more of a wing guy myself, but I guess I'll also survive. We can run the offense through me tonight. If you don't get the sports reference, I truly apologize. Fellas, I appreciate you sitting in with me this week doing my birthday pick. We are doing top 10 horror movie opening scenes. This is something we've had kicked around for a long time. I mean, a year or more now that we've really wanted to do this episode, and it just seemed like the perfect time. From now on, I'm going to take the stance of choosing birthday episodes that aren't movie reviews to kind of change the pace up and give us a break. So hope everyone's excited. It's listening. I hope all you guys are excited to do this episode. I'm ready if you are, fellas.
Dustin is not.
Dustin doesn't look very excited.
Mike, you want to do a round of just honorable mentions, then we'll jump into it?
Absolutely. I guess I'll go last, right? Is that how this works?
That's fine. Me, okay. Brian, Dustin, you. How's that sound?
Perfect. Perfect. All right.
I'll do my honorable mentions real quick. Honorable mention for me starting off is Saw 2. Love it, but I got another Saw movie ahead of it. Final Destination 2 is another honorable mention. A Quiet Place, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Trick or Treat, and The Conjuring 2. That's my. Those are my six honorable mentions. All great, could have made the list, but just got squeaked out by the others.
Right. Yeah, I think this was an episode we originally scheduled as a like dual partnership or trying to go on with the Gore Girls podcast, I believe, but it just never could pan out with schedules and whatnot. But I'm glad we're doing this too, Mike. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, and I know there's a lot of different ways to make a list, and none of them are wrong. You know, there's a ton of amazing options and openings that I don't have on here simply because I have 10 others that I like better. I told the guys earlier, I honestly could have about 15 ranked easily here. I listed mine based on favorites, not the ones I think are, you know, maybe necessarily the best or most iconic or well done. Some of my honorable mentions were Saw 3's Donnie Wahlberg open, 2002's shocking ass Ghost Ship open, by far the best part of that movie.
For sure.
78 Halloween, 02's The Ring, A Quiet Place 2, and even Trick or Treat's open. I love a ton. And a lot of those would be maybe top five on some people's list. They just don't stand out to me as much as the 10 that I have listed do, despite how iconic they really are.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mike, and
thanks,
you're
brother.
A real asshole for making me remember 10 specific things in such a broad category.
You made me watch WrestleManiac. No sympathy.
Yeah, that's watching a movie, though. Like, you're asking me to undo 7 concussions and brain surgery and like get my mind to remember shit again. That just doesn't really work. Listen, we've reviewed 191 movies on this show. I've seen 191 of these movies. I've seen them all. You ask me to remember specific details about any of them? Good luck. I might. It's hit or miss. I do have a couple honorable mentions, though. I put Scream 2 as an honorable mention because, you know, it introduced us to the Stab franchise. You know, Jada Pinkett definitely went out in a sad way in a movie theater. I thought that was a pretty memorable open. Final Destination 2 for sure. We still don't want to drive behind log trucks, so that was memorable if nothing else. And then, of course, Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween 78, iconic opens as well, but they didn't make my list. But, yeah, I tried.
See, you remember. Look at you. You're doing great, buddy.
I remember.
You're doing great. I feel like I'm talking to a fourth grader, but that's okay. You're doing so good, shit. Buddy.
Remember shit.
Okay. So, yeah, I had some honorable mentions as well, to no one's surprise. I'm just going to run through them quickly. The original Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream 2, Texas Chainsaw OG, Texas Chainsaw 03. I like both of those opening scenes quite a bit. Friday the 13th Part 2 almost made my top 10. Very close. I just really like the way that that one is shot. Saw 3 and one of Nico's favorites as well, Trick or Treat. So all those were close. Couldn't find the perfect spot for them, so they ended up in my honorable mentions. Fellas, if that's all we have for honorable mentions, let's go ahead and kick this thing off, man. Let's go. Number 10, Nico, who you got, buddy?
All right. For me, my number 10 is one of Brian's honorable mentions. It was a movie that Mike picked many moons ago, a movie that I didn't like at first, but made a huge rebound for me after watching and reviewing it. I chose The Ring. I thought it was a great opening. In our review, I know I said I wish I could have saw that movie in the theaters, and if it ever does get put in the theaters again, I will go see it just for that experience. I think The Ring has a great opening, and I put it at my number 10.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I had like four movies in this slot. I kept moving things around. This was like the most fluctuating of a spot that I had, including I had The Ring on here and an entire paragraph written out about it, and then took it out and put it in honorable mentions. So I don't know if I settled correctly on this. I really could have gone. Like I said, I could have done a top 15, but in this slot, I'm with 1975's Jaws. It's a nostalgic pool for me, living on the beach and having gone swimming in the Gulf at night many a time before I knew better. Into this, played a lot into this for me as well. And it was hard for me to put a top 10 of openings together and not have Jaws on it. And we reviewed it, episode 135, don'tgrowther.com. So I won't go too much into it. Spoiler alert, Dustin loves it. But the ocean is
very
fucking
easy
terrifying.
For me to make the list and not include it.
But the ocean's fucking terrifying to me. And this opening with Chrissy Watkins is always in the back of my mind.
All right, my number 10, I went with It Follows. I think it's an underrated movie. I really enjoyed it, and the opening scene does not disappoint. The sound of just nature welcoming us into the movie is great, and then we see a girl running out of her house, obviously terrified. And then the score starts, and it's creepy enough as is. People are checking on her, and she's denying that she needs help, and she just keeps running. She runs away, and they don't ever show us what she's running from. They just keep the camera on her. Then, as she leaves in the car, the score intensifies. This is how you build interest and tension without revealing really anything. And then, they show her on the beach. She's making the call to her dad, reiterating how much she loves him and loves her parents. And then just an instant cut to her brutally murdered corpse. I thought it was a fantastic open.
I really do like that open. I don't really like the movie. I think I'm like the only one on here that didn't. But I do like that open. That's a good pick there, Dustin. My number 10 is one of Brian's low-key favorite movies, or high-key favorite movies, I guess, and that is Dawn of the Dead 2004. The chaos that breaks out in that opening scene, I think, is fucking awesome. So good. It's so different than the original Dawn of the Dead, where, it just bam, right in your face, big zombie outbreak almost right out of the gate. And I really like that approach. I think it sets the tone for the rest of the movie outside of them being in a mall for 9 hours. But pretty much we get kicked off in a great way. So I really liked that Dawn of the Dead remake opening scene. That's why it's at number 10.
All right. The next few are honestly my whole list. You could just intermingle and I'd pretty much be fine with it. But number 9 is one of Brian's former picks. It was from last October. I chose Urban Legend for number 9. I think it's great. You kind of get that swerve. I think you have a great atmosphere, great mood, Mike's token lines. You got Brad motherfucking Dorf, as Mike would say as well. You get the Bonnie Tyler turnaround. I think that opening scene is great. Could have easily been higher on my list, but I think kind of like what Brian just said, I just keep moving mine from up one spot, down one spot. But number 9 for me is Urban Legend. I think it's really good.
Damn, It Follows and Urban Legend are both really good ones. This one's going to shock you, I think, a little bit, along with my next one, because I hate this franchise. And I very much so dislike even this movie, But 2013's Evil Dead remake opening, it was my wife and I's first date, and despite the movie not being good, in my opinion, from what I recall of it, I haven't rewatched it since then, the open is phenomenal. You know, it has a very tense atmosphere, great twist right off the bat. I won't spoil it because we haven't reviewed it yet, which might be the only one on my list that we haven't reviewed yet, but it's pretty fucked all the way around, which makes it for a good top 10 opening for me.
All right, my number 9, I went with A Quiet Place. They do a great job of showing just how desolate the world is and stressing how crucial complete silence is. The movie cranks up the intensity from the beginning. It's very difficult to create this much drama and tension without saying a word, but they do it perfectly. And then there's that, you know, a death in the opening scene that just pulls at your heartstrings. I thought that A Quiet Place had a fantastic open.
Absolutely. I like how you said everyone else's pick was good, but mine, Brian, I thought we were on the same page with Dawn of the Dead. Fuck you, pal. Anyway, so my number 9 is Rubber. I'm just kidding. It's Jaws. It's Jaws. Wow. For all the reasons Brian said, a fucking classic opening to me. And again, I tend to go in the middle of the love and the hate for this movie as far as being a quote-unquote classic. I think it's, you know, just fine. But this opening scene is iconic. And like Brian, I have mostly movies that I find as my favorite ones. But I threw a few in here that I just think are iconic opening scenes. So I did a nice little mismatch of both where I picked my favorites, but also picked ones that I just thought kind of have to be on this top 10 list. And Jaws is one of those to me. So that's why. I mean, it's an iconic opening scene. Never gets old. You know it as soon as you turn the movie on. So Jaws is number 9.
Spoiler alert, Dustin, I don't have Jaws on my top list either. But number 8 for me is a movie that I've picked several times but changed the last minute. I'm a big fan of this director. He's my favorite, James Wan. I chose Dead Silence. It's got that beautiful blue look that he's famous for from the early Great Saw movies.
Pick. Great yeah, pick,
I love Dead Silence. It's going to be, spoiler alert, one of Brian's got a really cool theme for next month. It's going to be one of my 4 options. I think Dead Silence is a great movie, underrated, honestly. And I just love how we get the introduction of the doll, the sound usage, the creepy atmosphere of just being locked in the apartment. I think it's great. I'm not going to spoil anything else for anyone else who hadn't seen it, but number 8 for me is Dead Silence.
This is going to shock you, but number 8 for me is Midsommar. I did not like this movie at all, but this is how you can tell I'm not totally biased. You know, the opening to this was very disturbing to me. Ari Aster hit it out of the park. You know, it's just so heavy, for a lack of a better word. Very intense atmosphere. Like I said when we reviewed it, episode 155, don'tgothere.com, finding out, you know, about her family being killed, seeing the visuals of her sister with the duct tape, and just holy shit, as if that wasn't enough. Florence Pugh's performance. Like I said, it just sets a tone. To me, the movie never recovered from, like it could never live back up to for me, but the opening is flawless.
Well, hey, if you like that movie so much, I was at Target yesterday. They have it on Blu-ray for $5. So go pick you up a couple.
I don't love it that much.
My number 8 is 28 Weeks Later. Nice. You just immediately feel the bleakness of the situation. Like everybody's kind of being quiet and they're in this boxed in little hole in the wall cabin or little house. And they're clearly scared to death. And then, you know, boom, a pack of zombies swarms their hideout. There's tense drama as a family is separated and he's got to leave his woman and his kid behind. And then we just get some great cinematography when he's running through the field. And, you know, I love the camera angles they use. Like they'll show close up on him, then they'll pan out from different angles to see how many are chasing him. The score is fantastic. I love the open to 28 Weeks Later.
I do too, man. It just kind of missed the cut for me. It was on there at one point and then I kind of pulled it. Okay. My number 8 is the one pick I have on here that I think is just I love this movie, so it has to be on here somewhere. And I don't even know if it's that great of an open. I don't really know at all. But I love the movie, so I had to pick it. My number 8 is Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. And the reason it is because when I click this movie on, I get fucking excited. Because I really love this movie for a lot of different reasons that we've already explained. And honestly, to me, it's kind of cool. The papier-mâché stuff, you got Patricia Arquette, like the music. It just kind of puts me in a like, all right, I get to watch fucking Dream Warriors. Let's do this. And again, not necessarily the best horror opening, but you know, not even the best probably in the Nightmare franchise, But for me, it has a special place, so that's why it's number 8.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
All right, coming at number 7 for me is a sleeper, I think, in the horror genre, especially opening scene-wise. I got Jeepers Creepers 2. Huge fan of this movie. It's not as good as the first one, but I love the opening scene. I got to talk to Jonathan Breck about it. He loves this opening scene as well. But I just love this kid in the cornfield. The creeper just catches his eye. Then he sees, like, its feet move. Then he takes off running. Then the creeper grabs him, and then the father just watches his kid and – you know, the brother watches his little brother get taken away. I think it's fantastic. It's shot incredible. I think Jeepers Creepers 2 has an amazing opening scene.
Oh, I thought when you said the cornfield, I was picturing like Jeepers Creepers in there and then Pearl walking in there and then just being a massive, oh, I don't know. Just crazy.
Hey, I mean, you never know, man.
They run in a train on a fucking scarecrow? What's going on?
That scarecrow is a star. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
My number 7 is 1984's Nightmare on Elm Street. Episode nice. 1 for us. Don't go back and listen to it. We're going to do a redo on that one day. Well, this yes. is probably the most nostalgic pull for me, kind of like Mike said for part 3. While, you know, Friday got me into horror as a kid, this movie and this opening is what showed me what horror can be. Like everything from the creepiness of the boiler room to the first time you hear those claws on the pipes, like never really showing Freddy. And that jump scare right before Tina wakes up, friend of the show, Tina, by the way. And I just love it.
My number 7 is Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 1974. I love the narrator. I love the scrolling text. I love the grittiness, the shocking imagery that they flash on the screen. I love the score, the radio report in the background. It's a perfect open to me. And also, like I mentioned when we reviewed the movie, it's very clear that Rob Zombie draws a ton of inspiration from the movie. Absolutely. And the open in particular. So I owe a lot of gratitude to this one.
That's a great pick, man. My number 7 is one you've already had on your list here, Dustin, and that's A Quiet Place. Every time I watch this movie, that opening scene takes me back to the very first time I saw it in the theater and how intense it was, how on the edge of my seat I was. You know, you mentioned no speaking. That movie would – or that particular scene would be worse if someone spoke. I think it just works so damn well with the – backdrop of silence, and you every little noise makes a big difference, and it's so tense, and you feel you're just heartbroken for the little kid and what happens to him, because you know it's not his fault and it's not really anyone's fault, it's just something that happened. Kids are kids, and man, it just pulls you in, and I can't look away. It's one of my favorite scenes in a horror movie ever, but definitely in my top 10 for opening scenes.
All right, coming in at number 6 for me is Halloween Kills. I think this opening scene is awesome. David Gordon Green absolutely killed it with this scene. The recreation of the 78 night. Aaron Armstrong was great as Michael Myers. I think it's fantastic. If only Halloween Ends hadn't ruined everything with that trilogy, this movie would be so much higher. I think Halloween Kills is an underrated movie, and I think the opening scene is the best of the franchise, even better than the original.
Oh, that's a great pick. I forgot all about that. That is a fantastic pick, actually. Hey, my top 6 are some fucking bangers. Like, any one of these, in my opinion, could be number 1 to me. Number 6 for me, though, is It Chapter 1. It's episode 59, don'tgothere.com. It's damn near flawless. The only thing that kept me from rating it higher was that there wasn't a surprise factor because of how many times I'd seen the miniseries growing up. Obviously, it's superior in every way, and even knowing, you know, that it did such a good job of being disturbing as hell and still even exceeding my expectations, even knowing what's going to happen. I gave this movie a 10, and like I said, it's the only reason that this opening isn't higher for me.
Before you go, Dustin, I got to call Brian out. We know number 1 is a lot. 2 through 6 was a mix-up. You could have mixed up. Yeah.
You're probably right. But I mean, I rated this movie a 10, and I didn't even give my number 1 a 10, like, and I probably would in retrospect. But I mean,
we're going to redo that movie as well. We're going to redo that one too.
Yes, we are. Get a 10 from me too.
Brian's number one's going to shock y'all. He sent me his list because I was struggling to remember stuff. He's like, here's the movies I got on my list. His number one is fucking Thanksgiving. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. Wow, way to ruin it.
Nice pitch, bitch.
Nice pitch, bitch.
My number six is Saw, the first one. I mean, nice. It's one of my favorite franchises. And the open to the original, it just sets the tone perfectly for the entire franchise. We're just thrown into a horrifying scenario with no buffer. We get some clues as to how these guys can get out of here. So we see the premise of the movie. And, you know, the setting is disgusting, which is perfect. It just, there's shit everywhere. It's grimy. It's gritty. And then the grainy look of the camera, because it was low budget, is just perfect. It fits so perfectly. So, yeah, Saw is my number six.
All right. Man, I almost put that open on my list just because I love it. I love the kind of feeling it gives us. But I said in our review, and I know I've been shit on for this, I hate both of the actors. Not their personal self, but I hate the acting in that scene. I think it's so bad. But everything else around the acting I think is fantastic. So great pick there. My number six is the same as Brian. It Chapter One. The mood and atmosphere that this scene sets, as I like to cliche use those cliches, but it's true with this movie because the rain, the way that Georgie, it's like you're on the edge of your seat following him. You're like, no, don't fucking do that. And I've also seen the miniseries, and you know what's coming. But this Pennywise is so much scarier to me, so much darker, so much meaner. And the man, when he pokes his head out of that, it gives me the heebie-jeebies the first time I saw it. Now, not now, because Pennywise has kind of become, you know, one of those horror icons. But I put myself back in the theater the first time I saw it. And I fucking loved it then, and I love it even more now. So that's why it's number six. Not quite top five.
All right, and just to piggyback right off of Settle, It Chapter One is my number five. I can't really say much more than what Brian and Mike just said. It's great. I feel bad for poor Georgie. It's hilarious also when he runs into that a little construction sign or whatever.
Man, fuck them kids.
His older brother set him up for failure, and we hate to see it. But the opening scene was great. Bill Skarsgård is amazing as Pennywise, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that miniseries with him. I hope he's in it. I'm looking forward to seeing the miniseries. The HBO stuff, not the original shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Respectfully.
Wow. Number five for me, Dustin already said, 28 weeks later, is episode 141. Don't go there.com. Was legendary blood donor Matt Sears' pick for us, I believe. I said then, I don't really care for 28 days later, but it was just this open for the sequel that sucked me into this movie. Like, it's shot so damn well. You have Don abandoning his wife. And honestly, the cherry on top is that shot of him running in the field. And then you see those zombies hauling ass over that hill. You know, not only one of the best zombie movie openings, but to me, it's one of the best horror openings, period, of all time.
Sorry. I forgot about you, Dustin. My bad. Go ahead, buddy.
It's all right. I forgot too. my number five is The Ring. This is one of the creepiest movies of my youth, and the opening just knocks it out of the park. The premise is creepy enough, you know, the whole video cassette tape that they watch, and then they die 7 days later. But the dark and somber tone of the open is elite, and then we finally get the reveal of the girl's face, like what she looked like when she died. I just think it's all top-notch, so The Ring is my number five.
All right, my number five is a movie that was already on Nico's list. To the shock of no one, number five, Halloween Kills. One of the best, current opening scenes I've seen in a long time. You know, I don't really feel like horror tries to go there with their opening scenes anymore. I feel like this movie really did. As much as I fucking hate Halloween Ends and it's open, I fucking love the movie before. I thought David Gordon Green did a great job. This whole movie is clearly a middle chapter in a story. But make no mistake, this movie picks up right where the last one left off, and it's fucking brutal. The kills are awesome. The house on fire is fantastic. The music is used so well, and it's fucking raining. You can't get any fucking better than that. So that's why That's why I got four movies ahead of it. But I really fucking love it. I think it's really good, so that's why Halloween Kills is number five.
All right, number four for me is from a movie that I have mentioned on this show several times as being the first one I ever saw as a kid. We've interviewed the several stars and the director on this show. Brian, you can plug all of them. Jason Lives. Love this movie. Always will. I'm going to watch it another 387 times while I don't watch classics to piss off my co-host just to make their day and I can get some bullied some more. But just kidding, for real, we got to talk to Tom Matthews. I can't remember the director's name.
Tom McLaughlin.
Darcy DeMaul, CJ Grimm. We got to talk to all of them about this movie. I think this is an incredible opening scene, bringing Jason back to life. It stuck with me since I was 6, 7 years old. It got me into the genre. It may or may not have helped start this show. I love Jason Lives in the opening.
Nice. My number four has already been said as well, but A Quiet Place, episode 223. We discussed it. You know, in some ways, A Quiet Place 2's opening is almost superior, but it suffers from you knowing what's coming. Whereas this, like, you had no idea the first time you watched it. Like, it's such a masterclass on tension building. And like I said in the review, just so much in there with, like you mentioned, the minimalistic sound approach and how quick you get attached to the children only to have what happens at the end, you know, of the opening happen. It's disturbing as shit. I love it. A Quiet Place.
My number four is also Nico's number four, Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Look, is it perfect? Probably not. But I love the Friday the 13th franchise, and this is my favorite installment. It's definitely the best open in the franchise. And, I mean, what a perfect way to revive a dead character. You've got Tommy Jarvis in a state of mad obsession, just needing to verify that Jason's actually dead. You've got a great graveyard scene. You got lightning reviving him. And you get a great death with someone's heart literally being ripped out. So, yeah, Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives.
Also, really fast, an honorable mention I thought of on the fly. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier, but Friday 2009 has a great opening scene to me. Just the combo of the first three originals kind of put there. I don't know why it slipped my brain, but it sure did. But at least it needs to make my honorable mention. All right, number four is a movie we've already heard of and Dustin's honorable mentions, and we've reviewed this movie. My number four is Final Destination 2. I didn't say in the review, but I think I have the perfect way to sum it up. It is an action scene with a horror score. Like, there's so much going on. There's explosions, and no one wants to drive behind a log truck now. And there's just people dying everywhere. And it looks like, you know, a big Fast and the Furious Michael Bay movie, but it's set to a different kind of music. So it just plays on your emotions completely different. And while I don't think that movie is great, that opening scene sucks me right in to that movie, and I love it for that reason. So Final Destination 2 is number four.
All right, for number three for me, I got a Saw t-shirt on. I'm a big Saw franchise fan. I know Brian and Mike are big Scream fans, so I'm sure they could have easily put, you know, two or three of their opening scenes on their list. I could have easily put, you know, several. I had two in my honorable mentions, but I didn't want to fill my whole list up with Saw openings. But I do think a lot of them have good ones. But my personal favorite is Saw 5 with Seth Baxter. I love that scene. I think that movie is underrated in the franchise. I love, you know, Mark Hoffman's backstory. It's got a lot of really good scenes in it, and I think the opening is great. He has great motivation to kill Seth Baxter. You know, Seth Baxter killed his sister. And then you learn the reveal that, you know, he's helping Jigsaw and doing shady shit behind the scenes, but Seth Baxter in Saw 5 is my favorite of the Saw franchise, and it's my number three.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
My number three was just said, too, by Mike. Final Destination 2, episode 148, don'tgothere.com. Like you said, you can't drive on the interstate or freeway and see a log truck and not think about this opening. But I think that it's surpassed just horror. Like, this is ingrained in culture now. I refuse to say the word zeitgeist. It feels real. Its atmosphere is just so unnerving because of the lack of music. Just all the attention to every detail in this scene is what makes it so good for me. Final Destination 2, love it.
My number three is It Chapter 1. I love the picture it paints with Georgie and Bill. Like, it sets the dynamic of the brothers there.
The atmosphere is great. It's a fantastic usage of weather and rain. And then just what an introduction to Pennywise, seeing just his eyes and then he changed color. And then the reveal, plus the special effects they use when he snatches Georgie. It's just super creepy and perfectly done.
Okay, my number three, probably going to get some hate for this, and I was about to text it in our group chat here, but I'll say it live right here on the show. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Nico said he didn't want to flood his list with Saw movies, and that's very honorable of you, Nico, but two of my top three are Scream films. So here we go. my number three is Scream 5. I fucking love this opening scene. Roger L. Jackson is phenomenal in his voice acting here, the way he can change voice just like that. I think Jenna Ortega does a great job in this scene, just not playing a scared victim, but playing someone who's in a tough situation. And I love their interaction with the trivia part. Like, I think that makes a scene for me. Their back and forth in that dialogue, I think, is a big reason why I really love this movie. And it broke the trope of the opening actor dying. And I thought that was unique and very different, and I appreciated that about that scene. So, and they, you know, use new technology to kind of get their point across. I think it was really well done, and it was really well shot. So, Scream 5 is my number three.
Hey, great choice. I'll give it an honorable mention right now. It's definitely very good. I like it a lot as well. All right, number two for me is very nostalgic. It was one of my picks from way back when. Episode 50, we've interviewed the two stars. I chose Freddy vs. Jason. I think regardless of what you think about the movie, the opening is kicks ass. You get an awesome introduction to Freddy. You know, he explains about why he can't come back. He's like being forgotten. Now, that's a bitch. So he brings back Jason. You get the really cool scene of him killing the chick at Camp Crystal Lake. I think Freddy vs. Jason has a great opening scene. Sucks you right in.
There you go. My number two is, this is why I didn't bring up earlier, Mike, it may hurt your feelings that I didn't say that you had a good pick, but the other two did. This is why. It's because my number two is Dawn of the Dead 2004 remake. All right, buddy. I said way back on episode 23 and even argued with Drew about it, if I recall. I said that this was an elite open, which, if I recall, is a word that Drew did not agree with. But I mean it. To me, it's one of the top two best openings and best 10 minutes of horror movie cinema. That overhead shot of the chaos as we go from the house to seeing it everywhere just elite.
All right. My number two is Final Destination, the first one. Now, the second one is great, but the first one, like, what better way to set the tone than a heart-pounding scene involving a plane crash? And then just seeing it all unfold, seeing him freak out, like he see, then realizing it's a premonition. Like, it just grabs you and keeps you engaged throughout the rest of the movie. And so I think when you talk about opening scenes, it's a great opening scene to that franchise.
Good pick, man. I also like the opening there. I just had to put either one or two on there, and I went with two, but that's a great pick. Number two, I'm sure this is no shocker here, Halloween 1978. I love it. I love the POV shot up the stairs. I love how it ends up being a little kid. It hits all the notes for me, man. The music, again, being its own character. And just seeing the stabbing through the eyes of the mask, it's just something I'll never get over. I think it's really creative, and I think it's really cool. Obviously, it's been done a ton since. But the breathing and everything else just makes it for me. It gives me the warm fuzzies every time I turn it on. So Halloween 1978 is number two.
All right, I'll kick us off with the unanimous number one. I'm assuming it's got to be the unanimous number one.
Maybe we'll see.
It's Scream 1996. I mean, what can I say original about it that hasn't been said? You get the most famous actress in the movie, Drew Barrymore. She kicks off. You don't think she's going to die, but she does. It's a great opening scene. I don't know what else to say about it. It's amazing, and I'll let the bigger Scream fans speak on it. Scream 96 is my number one favorite / best.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it either, but that's definitely it's definitely my number one. I've got the shirt on right now to rep it, but it's my favorite movie. Now, I think, I don't know, man, it's close. I always go back and forth with Scream and 2009's Friday the 13th reboot, but as far as my favorite horror movies, but you know, it helped change the genre. You know, it's the stuff of legend. I don't know of another way to go. Nico's basically right. Whenever this was announced, there wasn't another one that I was sure of, but This one, I'm pretty sure I was never doubted. I went ahead and just put this at number one.
So before I say my number one, I want to say that I realize that over the course of this show that I have said, this is an elite opening scene. This is one of the best opening scenes all time. And I probably didn't say it on my list. Fuck you, pal. I can't remember. My number one, I'm going to change it up a little bit.
There you go, buddy.
I'm not going Scream 96. I'm going to go with a movie that is near and dear to Brian's heart. He picked it. He loves it. Army of the Dead. Okay, sorry. It's Scream 96. Scream 1996. I mean, it's iconic. They killed off, like Nico said, the top billed actress or the most famous actress. They killed her off in the first 5 minutes. It's got great tension, great atmosphere, solid gore. It set the tone for the whole franchise. The reveal and the look of, I mean, the scare face. I mean, the ghost face mask is so iconic. So I absolutely love the opening here. 11 out of 10.
Hey, man, what can I say about Afghanistan that hadn't already been said? Bombed out and depleted. My number one is Scream 1996, man. It just doesn't get any better than this. It's one of the best shot scenes of all time. Not horror, not opening scene, the best made scene of all time. It is damn near up towards the top of all of cinema. You get Drew Barrymore, who does a great job. Roger L. Jackson, so damn good as Ghostface voice, man. Even the body actor of Ghostface, I think, does a great job in the back and forth. And the way Wes Craven moves the camera around, the sound, even the Jiffy Pop on the fucking stove, man, it all adds in this nice blend of perfect cinema to me. I can't praise it enough. And then you get to see Drew Barrymore's guts at the fucking end, which is not something that anyone went into that movie in the theater in 96 thought would happen. So Scream 1996 is my number one.
No, but for real though, Scream 96, I think the two best parts are, like, to me, the two women and their realizations. Like, whenever Ghostface says, I want to know who I'm looking at, and, like, her reaction, top notch. And then the mom, when she goes outside and sees her daughter hanging there. Man, it's just,
yeah.
This, I mean, it's damn near a perfect scene. I think the only, the only thing I would nitpick it, like, if I'm just being an asshole, is like, why wouldn't you just throw the phone so you can, like, get your mom's attention and shit like that? But I mean, it's pretty much a perfect scene.
Right. Like, I think I remember you saying that, and that was like episode two or something. I literally think I remember you saying that or something.
I mean, it was a nitpick, but I mean, it's a perfect scene, and I mean, I'm the most critical of the franchise, but it's perfect.
I mean, it's a perfect horror scene. Like, even if you're not as high on it as I was by calling it almost perfect cinema, you can't deny, as far as horror movies go, it doesn't get any fucking better than that, man. Just the tension, you could cut it with a knife. Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, also, who sits at home with all their doors unlocked when you've got that many doors? But, you know, that's just a nitpick.
That's fair.
I mean, I bet if
Drew Barrymore left her door unlocked, Dustin, you'd walk in.
Hey, you're damn right, son. Maybe I'll tweet her. Drew, check your DMs.
Ask her to go to the FSU LSU football game.
Winnie the Pooh meme coming soon.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, fellas? That was great, man. I had a lot of fun doing that. Obviously, these top 10 episodes just aren't going to be as long because, you know, you have a little blurb and you want to move on. But I think having a unanimous number one actually shocked me because I thought maybe me too, like maybe someone wants to throw in something different just to be different. But I think it's pretty clear that scene is just really fucking top notch. But I love hearing everyone else's 2 through 10s, man. And very, you know, a lot of similar movies, but a lot of different movies as well. So I thought everyone had their own little flavor there. Any final thoughts, fellas?
No, yeah, I agree.
Happy birthday, Mike. This was fun.
Absolutely. Sorry, Brian. Happy birthday. No, you're good. I was just going to say I agree with you, Mike, that I really enjoyed doing this and listening to everybody's list. The biggest thing for me was I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. Oh, I forgot about that
me
one.
Too.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Hey, you've only been listening to this for 40 minutes. Stop what you're doing. Go to don'tgooutthere.com and listen to some of our amazing interviews if you've missed them. Also, Dustin.
Yeah, I got some
else. There we go, buddy.
You know, I feel like horror movie fans and wrestling fans, the Venn diagram is pretty much just a circle. So if you fall into that circle, I started a new podcast venture. It's called The Lore of the Ring. I'm going to be kind of breaking down some old and iconic or historical pay-per-views from WWF, WCW, ECW, and more. And yeah, I've got two episodes out. I'm available literally everywhere you could possibly find a podcast. And so they're short episodes. The longest first episode is an hour. Second one's 47 minutes. Go check me out. I'd appreciate it.
They really are phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Oh, shucks.
All right, before we get out of here, let's just read our social media comments and questions. We'll go to Twitter first. Mookie commented, top three without thinking about it, Halloween, Scream, and Final Destination 2 for me. I think those are all three solid choices. Andrew Ferguson commented, I'll take Jaws and Scream for 500, Alex. Two other great options, and shout out to Alex Rebek, RIP to a king. Sean Irwin commented, Scream, definitely number one. Perhaps It and It Chapter 1. Both iconic scenes, can't choose between them. I haven't seen the original It, so I can't comment on that. Over on Instagram, Real Matt Sears commented, a couple I thought of off the top of my head are the worker getting murked at the start of Jurassic Park by the raptor. Okay, that's a good one. I didn't think about that.
Absolutely. Great the opening scene.
Yep, the opening exorcism of the little girl in Constantine. The opening audio of Miss Voorhees from the 2009 Jason reboot. 28 weeks later from Dusk Till Dawn and 13 Ghosts. But let's be honest, Scream is number one. Scream is number one, my friend. And, you know, I almost chose 09 Friday 13th, but me and Brian talked about this, I think, over Pensacon weekend. I was like, that opening scene's like 26 minutes long.
It's
like,
so long.
I was like, that's a little too long for me to be an opening scene. That's like a opening quarter of the movie. But it
is great. I mean, it is. It is great. You're right. It is an opening quarter of the movie. It's like two different movies. And when that title card comes up, you go, oh, shit, I even forgot that we didn't even get a title card already.
Yeah. And let's jump over to Facebook now. Michelle Mers is one of the biggest fans of the show. Can't appreciate her enough. She said, happy birthday, Mike. I'm betting that all of you have the same number one on your list. And you were correct, Michelle. You're all had the number one. I guess I'll just wrap the show up. Mike, this was a fun bonus.
I was going to say, please do all the blood donors thing. But just before you go, thanks to all the blood donors. And thanks for all the happy birthdays that I got from you guys. That really means a lot. Most of you have never met me. You don't know me. And to take time out of your day to wish me a happy birthday means more than you know. So I appreciate all you guys, blood donors, right? You know, not blood donors, doesn't matter. So I appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah, it's super cool having people all over the world and country, you know, wishing us happy birthday. It's amazing. I'll shout out our blood donors real quick. Camper Level Reoccurring, Clayton J., Nina, Michelle Mirza, Andrew Ferguson, the Horror Movie Crew Podcast, Alex Seligson, Eric Doolittle, Sean Irwin, Brian Samick, and Michael Evans. Camp Counselor Reoccurring, Hunter Nelson, Dennis Kennedy, Edwin Hernandez Gunn, Joe Swinford, Jennifer Davis from the Too Close to Home podcast, Heather Smith, Kylie Denise, all the way from Australia, Adrian Aiello, Jake Hambrick, Clay Moore, Karen, Matt Strickland, and Gail Koontz. And we have a final guy donor, or final girl donor, excuse me, and that is Missy Hutchinson Walt. And we'll be doing her film review at the end of, after we conclude Dustin's month, we'll be doing that one. Mike, this was fun. I'm with you. I'm going to pick bonuses from now on for my birthday or something similar to that just to give us a little change up. I think it's fun. It's a nice little refreshing episode to do, just a little short one. It's fun. But happy birthday again to you, Mike. This was fun, buddy. Episode I think we've all been wanting to do. Really appreciate all the listeners. When we drop our social media posts, comment some of your favorite
opening scenes
in horror. We'd love to hear yours as well. We really appreciate y'all, and we'll be back next week with Creature from the Black Lagoon. And Mike, go ahead.
That is also my pick. So let's go back to back Mike weeks, and then you don't hear from me again for a long time.
Hey, we might also have a very good interview coming.
That's right.
Upcoming week. So,
And if you're a blood donor, pay attention to Patreon. We're giving away another one of Patrick Maroney's It All Began with a Scream book. A lot of announcements that we're cramming in the end, but pay attention, blood donors, giving away another book. Y'all have a good one.
I'll cut you like a fish.
Just want to remind everybody.
I'm good out there.
When the hands of fate form the midnight hour. Behind this mask of hate, I've done the devil's power.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.